This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, we've already touched base about a couple of community markets that are coming up in the lead up to Christmas, but of course many of these markets happening right through the year around us. We thought we'd take a chance to talk about the Whingatui Growers and Artisan Crafters Market. They've got a special one coming up this weekend. We'll talk more about that, but we'll find out a little bit more about the market itself. Joining me in the studio, Kate, Desi, Jasper and Savannah. Morena, great to have all of you with us in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora.
Morena.
Kate, we might start with you. Tell us a little bit about the origins of this market and why it came together.
I was actually originally running the Fairfield market, and it sort of grew, and we were kind of looking for a bigger premises, and discovered that Whingatui was going to be quite suitable. Set up a market and was all ready to go, and we had our second lockdown and it couldn't go ahead. And then we joined forces with Port Chalmers Market because they also couldn't operate the same once the lockdowns were over with, and resumed and created the market at Whingatui. And it sort of went from strength to strength. We originally did 2 days. The Port Chalmers Market was a Saturday and Fairfield was a Sunday, so we were going to have our stallholders do 1 day. But because of the size of the place, if they wanted to do both, they could. But we now just do 1 day. I think things have changed. There's more markets on and the novelty and everything. And the 1 day is working really, really well. And just basically offering spaces for all these amazing, talented people that are here.
I love the title, you know, Growers and Artisan Crafters. That covers a lot, doesn't it? But it does certainly indicate that you're tapping into local.
Yeah, that was a big part of it, especially with from the 2020 lockdown. A lot of the people we have are actually, it was a hobby, and then they lost their jobs, and people be like, why don't you sell that? Why don't you sell that? And so a lot of them have turned it into, you know, a little business. Some of the stallholders we don't have anymore because they've also grown and they've got their own little retail shop, or they're selling product into shops, and it's kept them so busy. So it's been a really great stepping stone. It's a lot cheaper than going and renting a, you know, leasing somewhere.
Yeah. You mentioned that, you know, that there's a lot of these markets around now. What do you put that down to?
Well, coming into town when there's 25,000 road cones everywhere and you can't get a park, for starters, is stressful. Yeah. I think there's been really huge emphasis, and we really pushed it last Christmas, the one before, supporting local and just, I mean, I know I shouldn't say I don't want to get all the shops shut down, but there's just a real change in attitude. A lot of the whole recycling, reusing, reusable, that sort of stuff's become really big as well.
We'll talk with some of our other guests now. Savannah, how and why did you get involved?
I found the Whingatui Market's an amazing stepping stone for my business. I'm an artist, and Kate is extremely supportive of artists in the markets and make sure she can create a nice space for you to present your work, and does an amazing job of promoting it. So that's what attracted me to that market, and it's an amazing vibe. My daughter and I both have stalls there. So
tell us about your art.
My business is called Kiri Kiri Studios, and I create different types of textures on canvas and sculptures. Yeah.
I know that one of the things that Kate and I have been talking about ahead of our conversation today is that, you know, it's not just another market. This is representative of the community in all sorts of different ways.
Absolutely.
You know, culturally included. This is a very hugely ethnically diverse community.
Absolutely.
We have now. And you say that's reflected in what we see at the market?
It really is. Yeah, it's a really welcoming, friendly market community, and everyone really gets behind each other. I'm pretty sure a lot of us spend a lot of our profits at each other's stalls.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's a bit of a money go round, which is a really cool concept, and it's very community based,
and not a new concept, is it? It's an ancient concept.
Yeah, something that we're kind of almost reverting back to.
I'd love to see a world like map with, like, you know, drawing pins, whatever, of all the different what's the word?
Ethnicities.
Yeah, that we have.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because it's really awesome. And we learn from each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
And different people's trades. Or some of the people there will actually be doing their work, so demonstrating it so you can watch carvers, or there's people spinning wool. And so there's a whole lot of, learning and seeing the behind the scenes of an end product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jasper, I'll just get you to hop in a little bit closer to the microphone there. Jasper, tell us about your connection with the market.
So I'm Jasper, and my market sort of journey started just before the lockdowns. I did my first stall by myself a while ago in 2019. And then, throughout lockdown, it was me doing my own crafts and stuff like that. But this year I really decided to get back into joining the community, I guess, because I've been living here for a while and not done anything. And so I joined the market just a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of like a second home, really, with the feeling that you get of the proper like community. People actually care and they want to know what you're doing, and it's really nice. So my work is like, I'm an artist, so I do like illustration and design. So I currently make stickers mostly, and like screen print designs. And they're all based on or inspired by LGBT and like disability advocate work. Because I've had some personal, I guess, hurdles in my life with disabilities, or, you know, just sort of not getting to where I want to be. And I thought, well, let's do something about it, you know?
Mm. That sense of community, obviously among the stall holders, but among those who are coming and attending the market as well.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite things about doing the markets is just meeting some really lovely people. And like, honestly, sometimes you forget you're working because you're just sitting there having a really good chat. And then you're like, oh, hold on, I actually have to talk to another person. And then everyone just starts chatting, and it's a really nice atmosphere.
Desi, we'll bring you in now if you wouldn't mind just hopping in behind the microphone there. Desi, tell us about your connection with the market.
I've been doing markets for 30 years. And I'm also an artist, and my media is embroidery. And I, for this market, well, lately I've also broadened out into making embroidered children's toys and rather macabre toys for adults. I've just made a set of slasher movie protagonists in a cuddly toy. So there's a Freddy Krueger that you can go to bed with, and a Chucky, and so on. So
she does some cool stuff, like taking dolls' heads off and putting light bulbs on.
Yes.
Very funky stuff.
Intriguing.
And I like markets because I like the concept of local is good. I love that they're growing, and I think part of it of that is not only the upcycling side, but I think it's also people are conscious of that multinational corporations don't actually need the money, and they create an awful amount of pollution. Mm. And so by having markets, it's supporting us as small business owners. And as Jasper said, I really like meeting the people, and I also like meeting the other stall holders. It's sort of it's a large community, but it's a good community.
Kate, in the title is growers. How many growers have you got involved in the market? We've heard a lot about art and craft now, but
That was always one of the big goals, was the farmers market sort of side of it. And we thought out that way there's lots of people that grow. And it was actually really, really hard, and we didn't really get the support in the way that I'd sort of hoped it would be. Also because a lot of people couldn't go to the farmers market here on a Saturday. But in recent times, and now that other people have come and heard about it, and with the weather and the seasons being better, the last couple we've had lots and lots of plants, seedlings, fruit, veggies, and so that side of it has now grown, for the growers side of it, which is great because that was a huge part. And people are always wanting, especially with the way groceries and the cost of living have been in the last sort of 6 months to a year, if they're conscious of sort of some of the prices you're paying for some of these things in the supermarket.
Yeah.
So pretty much every time we've had all the fruit and veggies and stuff, they just get wiped out really quickly because it's sort of selling them at a, you know, a good price. And just the fact, again, I guess, a bit more organic, a bit more local.
Tell us about the physical space, where the market is, and does it suit your needs well?
One of the reasons we chose it is because it has loads of car parking and there's no parking meter people. And it's based at the Whingatui Racecourse, which is also known as Otago Racing Club, which can confuse people because the signage and everything says Otago Racing Club.
Yeah.
But it's well known as Whingatui, and obviously it's in the area of Whingatui in Mosgiel. So the space as well, and when we first were doing it, when we had to do the 2 metre spacing and the face masks and everything, that was one of the reasons we could use the facility because it was so big to be able to space everyone out and still be able to operate safely and following all the laws and rules at the time.
Yeah. So there's scope for continued growth?
Yeah. The problem we have with Dunedin is our weather is not, you know.
You can say it.
Reliable.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more room outside. There is a wee bit more room upstairs, but the only disadvantage we have is that we have 4 rooms inside and some are upstairs. Not heaps of stairs, but there's no access, so for wheelchairs or anything like that, that's our only downfall. Yeah. There is ramp access, though, into the sort of first 2 areas for people or for, you know, buggies and stuff as well. But we can sort of use more of the upstairs area. They just have to move more stuff. But, yeah, ideally outside we can keep fitting more and more people. It's just as long as the weather's... You know, as long as it doesn't rain, it doesn't really matter if it's cold. Dunedin people are tough.
Well, they tell us we're going to have a hot, dry summer. It hasn't manifested yet, but we'll see. Okay, so we have another market coming up this Sunday, and, you know, it's we'll call it a Christmas market because people might be on the lookout for buying local to support local artists, craftspeople and growers, and to find some things they won't find anywhere else. And I'm thinking about Desi's description before. We might not find any of that working. So let's go around the room again and say what you have planned for this weekend, this Sunday. We'll start with you, Jasper.
Thank you. So this weekend, I'm looking forward to it because hopefully if everything goes right, I'll be launching a new line of stickers that are specifically for Christmas. So there are what I do is I use the color schemes from like different pride flags in the LGBT community and like different sort of, I guess, mindsets. And I use them to create a color palette to make new designs. So I've got like some candy canes and some like ribbons and bows and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting some people and, you know, talking about how Christmas is a little bit different for different kinds of people and what they're going to do. And it's just nice to let people know that you're never actually alone at Christmas, no matter what you're up to.
You know? Love it. Desi?
I've recently started making handmade lace, peris and ballerinas and dragons and the like, but me being me, I'm busy making cockroaches, lace cockroaches.
Love it. Perfect Christmas gift. Rather have a lace one than a real one, I would say most of us anyway. Savannah.
Kia ora. I will be showing some of my art, of course, but I'll also be selling some of my paint-your-own art kits. I've noticed a lot of kids are really taken with my 3D textured art, and they tend to drag their parents over and say, look at this, I want to do this at home. So I've put together some really cute little kits for kids to paint themselves. They come with paints and brushes and a canvas panel with a textured artwork on there already for them to paint with their favourite colours.
Brilliant stuff. And Kate, are you a stall holder yourself?
Not anymore. That's how I originally got into markets. I haven't got time to do that anymore. But I will be just sort of overseeing everything. And we've got sort of some, like a, I think our youngest this time is 10 years old. Our eldest with her plants, Veronica, I think is 86, 84.
Yeah.
So we've got a real mix of ages as well. We noticed the last few, a lot of people come out and look and they see things that they may not have realised are available, and they might not have the money, but they're budgeting and they're planning, and they'll come back or they'll say to someone, are you going to be here in December? Or, you know, I'll put money away, I'll come back, and or have pre-ordered things to pick up, or but some people sort of offer like lay-by systems or whatever. Because, with the way things are, not people can't just necessarily splash out, or they're not getting paid till say Wednesday. I find quite often on a Sunday night or a Monday after the market, I get a lot of messages or phone calls. Who was that lady with the something? Or I want, they've gone away and thought about it, or now they've got money and they want to get in contact with them. So it doesn't sort of just end when the market finishes. It's sort of, or people see what someone's just got. Where did you get that from? And the next thing, So that's good.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up this Sunday, 3rd of December. 3rd of December this Sunday. The Christmas market, Wingatui Growers and Artisan Crafters Market. 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Remind us of the venue.
Wingatui Racecourse, 285 Gladstone Road in Mosgiel. So you just turn right. The Z's on your left when you come into Mosgiel. So you turn right so you don't go over the railway lines.
Right.
You sort of keep driving. You'll see flags and stuff. There's houses built up there now, so it's you can't see the grandstand as much as you used to.
Yeah. Does the market have an online presence?
We're currently in the process of a website that will actually also have a booking system and information of all the stallholders, so then people can find them as well. Currently just through Facebook and Instagram, and on the Otago Racing page, they've got all that they advertise all the markets, and there's a link that then can take people through to find out more.
Cool, and that includes anyone who might want to consider joining bringing what they've got to offer to the market as well. The rest of us, let's get along there and support these wonderful people. So exciting to hear about this. Amazing that all of you could come in this morning, bright and early. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I want to say thanks to Kate, Savannah, Jasper and Desi for joining us this morning. All the very best for Sunday, and all the very best too, of course, for the rest of your year and a Christmas break if you're going to get one.
Thank you.
Kia ora. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.